And we're back for the second Outdoor Report this hour with DNR UPBOW Coordinator Sharon Pitts. Thanks for hanging around.
Hey, Adam. I appreciate it.
Well, you got a winter BOW coming up here. We talked about that already, but you have an advanced form of the BOW coming up here as well. That's actually sooner, right? The Beyond BOW?
Yes, it is. That's actually the end of January. It's actually January 20th and 22nd, and that's going to take place over in Munising.
You have a few spots open for that, too?
Yeah, we have about 6 spots. We're only taking 10 women, so just because it's more geared one-on-one type thing, and so we only have 6 spots still left open for that.
So the Beyond BOW program coming up in January, it kind of piggybacks off of what maybe they were exposed to at some point with another BOW in the past, or they have some experience with some of these activities that you're offering. And all of a sudden, they're ready to take the next step. They're ready to take a more advanced look or experience into something. And that's what the Beyond BOW is all about, right?
Yes, that's correct. The one that's in January is going to be specific to ice fishing, snowshoeing, and cross-country skiing. Those are the 3 activities that they will totally gear towards, and that's it. And the women do have to have some experience in all 3 of those sports to participate in this workshop.
So what about the equipment for that?
They're actually asked to bring their own equipment for this because it's more geared towards participation. We do have some equipment on hand at our, if they need it, we can provide some of it, but basically, you have to have your own skis and snowshoes, but really all we have is ice fishing equipment.
Gotcha, okay. Well, I mean, if you're going to get into this a little bit further and you're taking an advanced class, you should have your own equipment.
Right.
That's really what it comes down to.
Or
that's,
they could rent them if they wanted
to.
I guess they could do that as well.
Well, let's talk a little bit about each one of those activities that you're going to have classes in. First of all, how many days, or is there any, there is lodging with this too, right?
There is. It's $150, and that includes 2 nights of lodging in Munising, and you'll have 1 lunch paid for and a shirt, and then the other meals will be on your own. And we have a description of the whole weekend planned out. They are going to start off cross-country skiing on Saturday afternoon. They're going to cross-country ski over at Valley Spur over there in Munising.
Nice, beautiful place.
It's a very nice place. And breakfast on Saturday morning is when they're going to do the ice fishing.
Okay.
And then on Sunday, activities will be based on the weather. They'll either going to snowshoe over at Pitchard Rocks, or if there's enough ice, they might go over to Grand Island. But it totally depends on the weather.
Yeah, of course, that's going to be predicated on how thick and safe the ice is.
Correct. Yeah, they won't take you unless it's safe, obviously.
So let's talk a little bit about the ice fishing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, any of these events, you're going to have a lot of one-on-one instruction on this, right?
Yeah, we have enough instructors to help, to make sure that you guys are doing what you're supposed to be doing.
I'm going to put you on the spot here. You want to give a shout-out to any of these people that are volunteering their time?
Oh, I know them all.
Well, good. Let's hear it.
Mike Knack and Justin Farley, both from over on the west end of the UP, and Dave Kalashek, who is here in Marquette. Those are our male instructors for the weekend. Okay, and Tara Gluski and Sandy Kivla and Andrea Ballard are going to be the female instructors for the weekend. They're all going to interchange how they help each portion of the classes. I don't know how they're going to work the schedule out, but they will put the appropriate people with each participant.
Excellent. All right. Well, Sharon, I appreciate your time today. Is there anything else you want us to know other than contact information?
Yeah. They should definitely contact me at Set at Work at 906-228-6561. Be more than happy to talk to them about either one of the workshops coming up. We also have our own Facebook page. If they haven't been on there yet, we keep everything listed on there. And that's Becoming Outdoors Woman Michigan. And they can sign up on there, like our post, and to get notifications. And they'll get all of our workshops once they come up online.
UPBOW Coordinator Sharon Pitts from the DNR visiting with us today. Thank you so much for your time. Good to see you.
Thank you, Adam. It was a pleasure, as always.
This is The Outdoor Show.